Hi, hello, good day, and welcome to the Kulani podcast. In case you're wondering, Kulani stands for Keeping Up with the Life of an Average Nigerian Youth. And on behalf of my partner and I, we say welcome once again. And when I say my partner, I'm talking about the one and only Tenny. Hi, Tenny, how are you today?
Hi, I'm okay.
It's always good to be doing this with you, you know.
I know, right? Even though the world is like practically upside down, but at least your voice is a little
talking about the world. There's been a lot going on in the world. Before we continue, let's make this straight. Tenny and I, Kulani podcast, we stand against rape totally. We are no fans
extremely
of rape, and we tell you guys it's no to rape, no to rape apologies or all sorts of injustice. It's a no. Now, if you take a look at what has been happening over the days, 3 days back, or the past week, a lot has been going on. Talking about the pandemic, the issue of police brutality, racism, and now we have to deal with rape. It's been a whole lot. And so before we go on, I trust you guys have been staying sane in this crazy world. Man, it's been a lot. For you, Tenny, how has it been? How has it been for you the past 3 days or 4 days?
I don't know. It has been a very dark week. Let me just put it like that. And then before we even started this podcast again, I just watched like an extremely troubling video. It is like the moment I saw it, like I did not even know what the video was going to be about. But the moment I saw it, I deleted it like instantly. The world is just, I don't know, man. It's just as bad, honestly. It's just very, very unsettling.
It's really, 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 really. But we speak peace and light into your lives, guys.
Yes, we do. Yes.
All right, so speaking about rape, a lot has been going on, and I feel that we talk about it. There is no excuse for rape. Let's set it straight. Let's set the record straight. There is no sort of excuse for rape. And so, if you're going to focus in on rape today, there's this particular issue that happened. A lady came up on social media and brought a particular issue that happened to her and asked for the view of the people. Because of the sensitivity of this case, we to ask our fellow youths, but actually just talk from our point of view and also talk about what people said about it. Right, Tenny?
Yes. Okay. It is... So the lady came out and she said her husband's younger brother raped her 7-year-old daughter. And so she went to meet her husband to tell him that she's going to report his younger brother to the police. But the husband told her no, that she should choose between the police and their marriage. And when she reported to her mother-in-law told her that she should not report to the police, that they'll take care of it in the traditional way. I guess the mom means maybe juju or something. And so now she's asking us, what should she do? That she's between a rock and a hard place. So Mecca, tell me what you think she should do.
First of all, from the story, I totally agree with the mother, where she said they should deal with it the traditional way. But I disagree. For where she says she should not go to the police, I totally disagree. What? After I arrest him, I'm going to go the traditional way. And so we deal with him physically and spiritually. Don't you get it? This is rape we are talking about. And come to think of it, this girl is actually very, very young. She's below the age of consent, 18, and she's just 7. This is very,
exactly.
There's no form of excuse for whatever it is. There's no.
She's already traumatized forever.
Yes, she's just 7, for heaven's sake. Thing is, they have to arrest that man. If I had left for me, but if I was the one,
I would not even ask my husband for permission.
What? I'll beat him up. After I beat him up, I'll kidnap him. After I kidnap him, I'll arrest him. Then I'll deal with him traditionally. Why? No, but that's man. There's no form of justice. I mean, just this is totally wrong, man. Forgive whatever I'm saying right now. I'm just in a place. I'm getting so emotional about this, and I should.
I know.
But okay. Now, tell me what you think. I mean, I don't want it to look like it's just from
Well, you are even kind of nice in the way, like your own form of punishment. I think first of all, I would not ask my husband, because I want to believe that my husband already, like, even if I should come and ask him, he won't get angry with me for even coming to ask him in the first place that we should report. I mean, this is that he has already scared the girl. The girl probably traumatized. So first of all, I will first call the police. I will never tell the police to arrest you. I will just tell them to beat you, like, took you, stab you, then when you are bleeding, I'll sprinkle atagungu or something, then beat you some more, stab you, probably like put you in like a jerry can and like leave you there for 4 days. I'll put like one tiny hole where you can only breathe in, like the remaining time you are literally, you are dying slowly. I feel like prison is like too easy a punishment or something, and I don't want to go into that juju route. So let me just like torture you, like physically, so that the next time you see a woman, if you start crying, you yourself will be scared.
Now, if you're listening to this, we do not in any way or any form encourage violence. The thing is, we're just trying to quantify the volume or quantity of the crime this person committed. For everyone, exactly. This person is 11 years below the age of consent. And you could do that to that person, and yet your brother is supporting you. It is totally wrong. This is wrong. And it's amazing what people had to say about it. Really amazing. Let me read what this person said. Dear poster, sorry for your pains and grief. Time will heal your wounds. I can beg you on my knees to please do as I say. Now, this particular person that is talking claims to be a relationship expert. And I'm very, very, to be sincere, disappointed about what this person said. Okay, so I can beg you on my knees to please do as I say. If your daughter's hymen was ruptured, it cannot be repaired. If he goes to jail, what has been done cannot be undone.
Can you imagine?
What has been done has been done. You have a right and the law is by your side, but there is what we call family. Let God fight for you. Let her spilled blood fight for you. If you press charges, will become a divorcee. I don't care about the first one.
Honestly.
A wounded, lonely woman.
Uh-uh.
A load of two people becomes one person, a relationship expert. Wow.
Again.
From what I know, fathers have a thing for their daughters. So if that same father that is your husband is saying you should take it slow, please listen to him. What do you stand to gain for this revenge mission? He can be killed or sent on jail for life, but your daughter's killing is very much attainable if you work on her. He can die and still confess his sins before dying and go to heaven, but he died. You need to allow God to fight for you. For vengeance is of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
I know it might be longer, but it's worth the wait. You need to keep your home to be able to take care of your daughter. Adding a daughter of a broken home to a rape issue is not what you want for that young girl. She needs you to be married still. You just need to stay away, and your husband should help enforce that. That traditional punishment cannot be even compared to the one God would do, even double if you ask me. But I need you to breathe there and pray for the spirit of the grace of forgiveness. Remember our Lord's Prayer, right? Two wrongs doesn't make it right. Let go and let God times 7. God is the only one that can heal your wounds and ours. And sending him to jail or death cannot make you heal. You need to be strong and let her know she's better than this. As far as she's not in a life-threatening position. Now, I can't read this again.
It's madness, right? It's very disgusting.
This is not how you say, what?
How will you say two wrongs don't make it right? Did I say I wanted to be right?
See, I'm actually going to forgive him. Yes, it's my husband, but I'm going to forgive him. But I'll forgive him while he's getting justice. This innocent girl was... Jesus, she's just 7.
I think
7.
A lot of people don't understand it until they, like, go through it, or somebody close to them goes through it or something. How
point,
you say leave it to God when he's about to die, he will confess? Does he think it's African magic, like, movie we're watching or something?
Man, I mean the amazing thing about what is going on in the world is, since the first case of rape came out about 3-4 days ago, within the space of 3 days we have about 15 cases of rape.
I think now people just need to start protecting themselves, like pepper sprays and tasers. But do you know what I found out? They said in our Nigerian constitution, carrying all these things is actually an offense. Is that even sensible? Like to carry like pepper spray or tasers to protect yourself, apparently is a federal offense. So now I think it's just better you carry like a spraying bottle and put pepper. I heard if you put spirit inside it and spray it inside somebody's eyes, it causes blindness. So since carrying pepper spray and tasers are like a federal offense in Nigeria, we should just do that. We should just go through like another means just to protect ourselves, because this is madness. A lot of people have gone through like a lot of different shits, from like males and females. Sometimes it's not even only the females too, like males to go through this stuff. But because they are guys, it is expected I just brush it off. Now you're a guy. But there are just sometimes the more you just think about it, you just get angry and you get depressed almost instantly. Because I have like a younger sister, and the way the world is going out, like I should just keep her in a box. She's mature. And then we'll bring her out. Honestly.
This is totally wrong. There is no form of excuse for rapists. It is wrong. It is extremely wrong.
I even saw a video, Seth, of this useless man. Excuse my English. And this guy was turning to the, like telling this little girl, I don't know her exact age, but let's say she was between like 3 to 6. And this idiot was French kissing her, like he was making out with her. And I'm like, are you crazy? See, Nigeria, the world, I don't even understand what is happening in 2020.
See, let's set certain things straight. First of all, raping is wrong. Rape apologists, you're wrong. Let me tell you this. Now, I agree with the fact that not all guys rape, but the fact that you do not rape girls doesn't mean
you're a good person. Exactly.
That's supposed to be your normal life, man. It is not in a male's character to rape a lady. And so if you're not doing it, you don't deserve an award. I'm sorry. It's just who you're supposed to be.
I don't understand.
I mean, most of the rape apologists now are feeling like, some of them that don't even know their rape apologists are like, we are guys, don't generalize this. We are not this.
Yeah.
They wear skimpy dresses. Whatever they wear is not an excuse for you to rape them. You can't tell them what to wear. Raping is wrong. It's just like you're justifying killing. But this
Wrong. You can say I killed him because he stole one biscuit. Really?
It's wrong.
You're not supposed to just do it. I think we need harsher laws for like rape all over the world.
And animalistic to rape.
Yes.
Please stop it. We can do better as a nation. I mean, now, it is not just a popular belief, it is fact. The nourishing power for the world is the female gender. How do you want the world to be a better place if you're jeopardizing the nourishing power? It doesn't work. So you wonder why the world is like this today. Part of the reasons, or maybe the major part, is because you're not treating the nourishing power better. We really need to do better. I don't really want us to go further into this, but we need to do better. Let's learn to do better. The male gender, the female gender, every human, we need to do better. Our government needs to do better. Everybody.
Exactly.
You need to check yourself and actually do better. I when this issue started coming up, I decided to address myself. Is there any way I have touched the female gender wrongly? Is there anywhere I've done this, scolded her, insulted her? I'm learning to do better, man. I'm learning to do better in my own little way. You could watch yourself too and learn to do better. Please, we really need to do this at this point.
Making conscious effort to be a better person.
Yeah, make that conscious effort. And please, let's say this. If you have any issue and you feel like you can't say it out, there are people, I can't do anything if you tell me seriously, but I could talk to people that could do something. Or if you do not trust that I could do anything, you could go on Instagram. I think now the Pamela is actually taking efforts to rat these people out, the rapists and all sorts. So if you have issues, you could go to him, or Sega Link on Twitter, check Sega Link. You could actually just or you could send me your account or whatever you've gone through, your information, and I could send it to people that could actually do something. I'll say this again, on my own part, by myself, I can't do anything, but give it to the people that can actually do something. And we know at least one or two blogs, and we try our best to do this. So please speak up, don't die alone. Talk to people and let's help you. Talk to your friends that you know, that you trust enough to help you. Speak up and let actions be taken. peace and love from the Kulani podcast. Really love you guys. And that's a wrap for this. We don't want to go any further. Are we on the same
okay.
page?
Yes.
All right. So away from the heat of the moment and the lots and lots that has been going on in the world, let's go on to the exciting and amazing things that the youth in Nigeria have been doing. So that brings us to Spotlight on SME.
Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, so tell us, what is Spotlight on SME is about?
Our Spotlight on SMEs just focuses on the small and medium upcoming businesses, and we just give them a platform to advertise their different works to the people of the world. I mean, expand your clientele list, you know, help them make more money, bring them up.
Smart.
You know, want to be part of the people so that when they're receiving their awards, they'll be like, we remember when, you know,
Learning
keeping
podcast.
Up with average. Yeah, helped us without them, you know. So it's just the spotlight on small businesses. And the first on our list is Mara's Collection. Now, what is so amazing about Mara's Collection is you need as little as 35K to become a wholesaler, and you sell fabrics and different prints, and you can even become your own business woman or man, which means you do not necessarily work under her. You just become a major distributor for the unisex fabrics for just as low as 35,000 naira. Now, they're in different parts of our country. They are in Kaduna, in Mina, in Lagos, and their headquarters is in Cameroon, Douala. Cameroon, that is their headquarters. You can get her on Instagram on Mara_collection03. Now, this collection, there is no E. It is COLLCTION. While on Facebook, Mara's Collection. Now, this collection, there is E in the collection. And you can get her on her email on marascollection03@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 07061324465. Our next important SME is Deuce and Lux Watch Store. From their name, you should already know what they do. They sell pretty amazing wristwatches, very fancy,
and
you feel very chic and very gentlemanly wearing their wristwatches. You can get them on WhatsApp, or you can call them on 081-4030-5899. On Instagram at DL_watch store.
Yeah,
remember,
the amazing thing about these people is there was one time Tenny was crushing on me. It was because I got a wristwatch.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It was because I got
why you didn't expose me?
And then she was crushing on me. I'm like, it's okay. It's just Jews and Lux Watch Store. You can get one for your guy, and you end the crush. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
Right,
thank you.
Let me go. The next one is Mavi Sax. This person is a saxophonist. Yeah.
Woo!
Very good one at that. I witnessed one or two occasions where he was playing, and it was really amazing. So yeah, you could call him for your birthdays, marriage proposals, that surprise package you want to give to that person, wedding ceremonies, engagements, concerts, and basically all kinds of events. This person is really talented and good at what he does. I've seen him, he has been invited by 3 different stations and certain radio programs. He's really good at what he does, so he's trusted. Mavi Sax.
Nice.
Now, his contact info on Instagram at Mavi Sax, MAVYSAX, Mavi Sax. You can reach him 0810-7899-181. 0810-7899-181. Next up is Sophia Jire Fashion. This is a fashion design company, experts in female attires, both urban and traditional, and also male outfits. This person is really talented, super talented, trust me. So you could contact them on Instagram at Sophia Jire Fashion, S-O-P-H-I-A-J-I-R-E-H-F-A-S-H. S-O-P-H-I-O-N. And also email sophiajirefashion@gmail.com. You can reach them 081, call or WhatsApp, of course, 081-2-8451-447.
081-2-8451-447. You can. The next one, Mecca, take this, like, listen to it with like your ears wide open. Hint, hint, birthday. Hint. Well, the next on our list is Design by T Graphics. Now, what Design by T? They are a multi-talented company. They do different things from logos to investment deck. Now, before we continue, you might want to ask, what is an investment deck? An investment deck is a pitch deck, which is, they make a brief presentation for you through PowerPoint for any of your business proposals or business ideas you might want to do, like maybe for a meeting or something. So they help out with the PowerPoint, give you suggestions for your businesses. And they also make social media posters, artwork, and any design that you need. Mecca, in case you want to draw my face because you want my picture in your house, you're tired of seeing my picture on your phone, they can draw it for you. You know, you can get them on Instagram at Design by T. Now, this design, there is no E. It is D-S-I-G-N by T. Everything is joined together. Remember, the beginning is at Design by T. You can also WhatsApp them or call them on 090-5846-0801. Mecca, over to you.
Yeah, and before we continue, Design by T is really amazing. At a particular point, she did a giveaway and they decided to design our logo for us. Guys, watch out. Our logo is coming out very soon, yo. And it's going to be designed by T. So, yeah, they are really amazing, trustworthy and certified. Next up is a blogger. This person is a blogger, and a photographer. Tenny, tell me again why you don't have talent. See this person. Only one person. Tiri things. Vlogging.
Maker.
Photography.
Maker.
Keep whatever you have
Maker.
To yourself. Well, this person is Sumi Sola. Sumi Sola is a blogger, and a photographer. So if you have anything you want to do, you could work with her. Send her a message or call 0818-7565-908. I'll go again. 0818-7565-908. This person is also a YouTuber. When I say blogger, that means video. So basically, Nigerian bloggers are YouTubers, right? Tenny?
Or you don't know that one too? Yes. Please don't let me...
Sorry, but yes. So, yeah, you could check
out... You are forgiving.
What? I didn't ask for your forgiveness. I'm sorry.
You are forgiving. But this is like the time for love and forgiveness.
Really?
You know?
But the thing is,
yeah,
I did not ask, so I don't get...
Lord, give me strength to not beat up some people.
All right, so she's really super, super, super amazing. Check her out. She's a blogger and a photographer. Now, please follow us on our Instagram page. Let's advertise for ourselves now. Follow us on our Instagram page,
exactly,
at the Kulani Podcast. T-H-E-K-U-L-A-N-Y and podcast. The Kulani Podcast. Kulani means keeping up with the life of an average Nigerian. Check the...
And we have numerous reasons for why you should like follow us.
Yes, like,
I mean, first of all, my name is very catchy.
Yes, thank you.
And yeah, not, very cute name.
Yes.
You know.
Okay, so
they're fun to be with.
Miss Ola, our YouTube page is called Ebun Space. E H B U N apostrophe then S then space. Ebun Space. Ebun is her name, so it's a Yoruba name. If you're not Yoruba, ask your Yoruba friend what the meaning of Ebun is, because I don't know. So Ebun Space on YouTube. Please check her out. She's really amazing and good at what she does. She tells true life stories, like what is going on and interesting things she could relate to. Lately, she was doing the review of those of you that always give me girls in traffic, shout hallelujah if you're listening to this. So go check her out. She's really good at what she does. So that's it for Keeping Up With Life and Every Nigerian Youth. I remain Mecca, the Rachel Bennett. You already know about this. One and only, best in town. Yeah, don't let me go.
Oh my God. So, you're proud.
I don't know who she is. She probably tell you she is. But I'm Mecca, the Rachel Bennett. Thank you for listening.
And I am forever Tenny. Not yet the radio band, because I refuse to be a thief, you know.
What? But no, God damn. Well, I'm not going into this. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. It's a whole lot to us. Please continue to share this and favorite our podcast. Please, nobody has ever left.
Yes.
See, when you leave a voice message
for us, why?
The good thing is, when you leave a voice message on the next episode, we can always play your voice message and air it on the program. So please, yes, leave a voice message. We see your comments. And it means a lot to us. We see the fact that some of you share it. It means a lot. Even if a whole lot of you don't share,
yes, thank you guys.
And you don't listen, it's fine. We are not angry. We are just here trying to spread love in dark times. But it's good. It's all good. Thank you guys for listening. It's a whole lot to us. This is still the Kulani Podcast. We'll always be here for you. Always listen. Thank you guys so much.
Have an amazing day, guys.
Yeah.